Good morning. Welcome to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Inika Hamilton, back to open up with you about the latest on the dance scene and the heart of what moves us. Thank you for being here, folks. Thank you for sharing time and rhythm with us. Welcome to this dance space. Well, we're entering into a morning of exploring the stories that live both on and beyond the stage, and I'm thrilled to have you join me this morning to partake of the shares of our featured artist. My guest today has been known to live by the mantra, I am safe to let go, I am safe to not know. Coming up on the show, Aisha Sasha John, performer, choreographer, and poet, is in the house. So stay tuned and stay locked in right here to CIUT 89.5 FM. We're going to take a break and be right back with Aisha Sasha John. Welcome back to Turnout Radio. I'm Nicole Inika Hamilton. My guest today, Aisha Sasha John, is a performer, choreographer, poet, and the 2023 to 2025 Toronto Dance Theatre affiliate artist. Aisha is interested in performance as a site of rehearsing, being, and in the power of reception as creative methodology. Her most recent choreographic work, The Pool, was made with the TDT Ensemble and premiered in March 2025. Other choreographic works include the duet Diana Ross Dream with Devin Snell, The Aisha of Is, which premiered at the Whitney Museum in 2017, and The Minimum, a work in progress. Aisha is the author of Total, McClelland and Stewart 2025, I Have to Live, McClelland and Stewart 2017, a finalist for the Griffin Poetry Prize, Thou, Book Hug 2014, a finalist for the Trillium Book Award for Poetry and the Relit Poetry Award, and the chapbook To Stand at a Precipice Alone and Repeat What is Whispered, Ugly Duckling Press 2021. It is my great, great pleasure to welcome to the show Aisha Sasha John. Aisha, how are you? Welcome to Turnout Radio.
I am being. I'm trying to be. I'm doing okay. I am here with you. I've been with you for like half an hour. And so that's been nice. And that's all, I think my dome of the present is about half an hour big, if that makes any sense.
It does. And the state of being, I'm sitting with that for a moment because I have really been considering what it means to be present in every conversation and in every moment that I have the opportunity to share space with individuals. And so that state of being, that resonates with me, just the being.
Yeah. I guess I understand that as what it's what I'm working on, presence. And I think if you're a performer and you work with improvisation, then certainly you're working on that. So it does feel both like old and also constantly refreshed, because applying, you might gain some kind of like facility with presence. Like there's no full gaining of facility with presence. Like it's constantly being sort of practiced. So yeah, like in this new week, I am holding and trying to be with the things that are here.
And when you say there's no full gaining, explore that for me, please.
I just mean that like if we haven't been somewhere before and we've never been to the future, it's unknown. And so it requires listening, or it requires like attention. And that's like everything, like every subsequent moment requires, like if we're going to like really be there, like we have to not take it for granted or assume that we know it.
Absolutely. Yeah, that truly resonates with me. I remember, and I've shared this before on the show, Aisha, I remember sitting down with a colleague, a friend, a few years back, and we were talking about this state of being and the importance of recognizing that this moment, this second that we have right now, Aisha, will never repeat itself, and how special it is to be not only present, but to have and hold this moment. And so I consider that as you're sharing, the power of being and the power of presence.
But also like, also shallow, like also just, also like elementary. The score that, I swear that this is actually like, this is just how I think, but like the score that is the foundation of the pool, this group work that I just closed, and the solo that I'm working on called The Minimum, is to allow yourself to be seen, which I understand is the performance contract that like, no matter what the performance is, letting yourself be seen is the contract as a performer. So that's just saying, so the first part of it is allow yourself to be seen following what emerges, following / expressing what emerges. And because for me, that is relevant to my work, but like my bio says, I understand the work as a rehearsal for being. The work puts like a pressure on it, because of the audience provides like accountability. The witness, you know, makes you accountable to the task. But I do see that as my general score as a human. So it feels like foundational, fundamental, elementary, ordinary, I guess. All the like wisdom traditions talk about this. So it's like, it feels kind of universal to me. Inside of it is a trust and a belief and a faith that following what emerges will get you to where you need to go, that you can trust that. But for a long time, I thought that I had to kind of control. I tried to control the outcome. I wanted to be seen in a particular way by the audience, by people in my life. And so I was performing something to ensure that that particular understanding of me. And that isn't very satisfying fundamentally. It's like acting, really. It's just like acting. And in recent years, or I don't know how long it's been, I'm like, yeah, I'm interested in kind of meeting myself and like seeing, discovering who I am through what happens when I follow what's there. And that is, it's just, it's fun. You know, it's like, it's a good time. Or, I mean, it's not always fun. Let's be real. It's not always fun, but at least I know, I feel confident that that's what I should be doing. At this point in my life, I can say that I feel confident that that is what I should do. I don't question what I should do. It might be difficult to do that, or where the where what emerges leads me may be very difficult. It's real, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And that trajectory of moving from the acting, I perceive that being somewhat freeing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think freedom is the goal. Like the freedom, to me, this idea of, again, my bio says that like I'm interested in reception as creative methodology. That's another way of describing what I'm currently talking about. Like if I merely and dutifully listen, then where is that going to take me? Or like, I consider the truth, or I can, my definition of honesty, like for the pool, the other sort of like tagline was don't hide, don't lie. So it's like, what does it actually mean to be honest? And what is the truth? What could, like how, because, you know, we have so many, we're ambivalent about things, or we want multiple things that contradict. So like, what's honest in performance, including performance of like being like as a, just a person in the world. And I, for me, the definition of that is this following. And there's something about desire there for me, because I was thinking about this recently, that in order to flow, like, I guess, I think what I'm describing is like the mechanics of flow. In order to kind of submit or surrender to flow, there has to be like a greater trajectory. You have to be moving to globally towards what you truly desire, or you can't actually flow. You know, like we're having this conversation and I didn't know what I would say, and here I am, you know, preaching my doctrine as I always do. So it's like big surprise, but I didn't decide to be here or to talk about this. It's what emerged. And so I don't have to worry about what's going to happen, because I'm like, I'll just see what happens.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Indeed.
Yeah.
And congratulations to you, as we're speaking about the pool, presented by Toronto Dance Theatre, a performance project led by you, featuring the TDT Company Ensemble. The work being about power, patterns, the poetry of being together, and the questions that are asked of us, that we are invited to consider, are deeply, deeply powerful. And I found allows for the opportunity to gain wonderful insight about the being that we speak of. So congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Stay with us. More of Turnout Radio coming up after this. Aisha, at the top of the show, I shared that you've been known to say, I am safe to let go. I am safe to not know. In what ways do those words resonate with you?
Well, that mantra was... Okay, so I still have, but it's like utterly changed a tarot practice. Like I was a big tarot person and I would choose a card at the beginning of the year, like on January 1st for the whole year. And on January 1st, 2021, are you familiar with tarot at all?
I've never practiced it, but I do know of it.
Okay. So I chose two cards. One was the Seven of Swords in reverse, and the other was the Hanged Man. And that's an image of someone hanging by their feet. And so the signification of that card, the Hanged Man, is one of surrender. It's of waiting. It's of inaction. Like you don't do anything. You just like wait it out kind of thing. And it's like things have to happen before you can take any action. Actually, the next card after that one is death. That's the big change. And so it's also kind of one of its significations can be like gestation. Like, anyways, it's a very deep and very difficult medicine, like complete inaction. And so I got that card in January, and then it became very clear what the card meant in a kind of global way by like March, April. And there was some, it was a difficult thing to let go of. And so, and I was really challenged by wanting to do something, even though I understood that it would have been completely futile. Like the medicine of the card was like utterly evident to me. And yet I was like, oh, I wish I could. It was like, no, you have to wait this out. And so that mantra, I'm safe to let go. I'm safe to not know. The other side of it, I'm free to let go. I'm free to not know. And I would alternate between free and safe. But safe somehow feels the most secure. I like needed to tell myself that in order to get through that year. And it's nice, actually, your request for a mantra. And like now that we're talking about it, of course, it's like reactivated it. And I'm like, oh yeah, like, I could stand to be reminded of that right now. Along the lines of, to connect it to what I was saying before in terms of like these scores that are about emergence, this is the tool or the instruction for dealing with the unknown, for dealing with mystery, for improvising. When I hear right now, I am safe to not know, I also hear, I don't need to know right now. It's like, you're good. What I mean is I hear I'm safe to not know. I hear that what I don't know and wonder about, that there's no problem there. There's no conflict, actually. There's no problem. I might seek knowledge as a way of feeling in control. And I think, you know, our desire for control comes from fear. So it's like, yeah, I'm afraid because I don't know. And I have outcomes that I fear. And I want to feel secure that those negative outcomes won't come about. I want to know. But I'm safe not knowing because even the outcomes that I fear, I'm safe. I'm always safe. Like I'll be safe. Like if what emerges is a letting go, then a letting go must happen. So that's the kind of like discipline of following what emerges, is that like, we just have to do what is on the path.
I think it's a beautiful reminder for me when I hear those words that it's okay and right for me to let go of the things that are also not for me. To let go of perhaps maybe in some, even sometimes the plans.
To
let go and live and be, which brings me back to what we we're discussing at the top of the conversation. And in the safety of not knowing that it's okay for me to not have all the answers. Those are some of the things that come to me as you were sharing that. And when I consider, Aisha, the responsibility that I have, that we have in the world, as individuals, in communities with one another, those words bring me to a place of allowing myself to just breathe.
Yeah, like I have been a student of Zen since 2021, April. And I say that because, so all the stuff about being, it's like that's kind of what I immerse myself in, these sort of ideas. But, or well, these ideas through a very particular tradition. But as part of that is sort of like the idea of like no self, or like life isn't personal. I believe that our ideas of our self are a kind of fiction and delusion. Like I believe in the tenets of like Zen Buddhism. I haven't experienced that. I haven't had an awakening. I haven't experienced myself as something other than a finite self. But my life isn't personal. Like my thoughts, who originated my thoughts? Where, or my movements? There's already been an unfolding in terms of like the sperm and the egg meeting. Like, I guess what I'm kind of making a determinist argument, but I guess what I'm saying is, who is me? Who even am I? I was writing today about just like mind, like capital M mind. And I'm very grateful for the beauty that I vessel as an artist. I'm dedicated and devoted to being like a good vessel. But I think of it as vesselhood because like it's hard to take credit for anything. I just see everything as this like combination of these variables, none of which I decided upon. Like I arrived into them, and like so everything is just continuing to, everything from, you know, my stamina, my devotion, my stick-to-itiveness, like my lazy, like whatever, all the combination of all the things that show up, that the avatar kind of like the habits that I play out. I'm curious about this movie that I experience as I'm the star of this movie and I'm like watching it. And I'm like, I'm into it. Like, I'm like, what's gonna happen to her?
You're listening to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. We'll be right back. Aisha, I've heard you share in past that your writing practice is a spiritual practice. Can you expand upon that share?
I think my definition of spiritual is the things we do in relation to being here on Earth, how we're managing, confronting, attending to these like metaphysical matters. And if, like I said, for me, performance and dance is about like expression and about this sort of like rehearsal of being, then I think poetry is similar. I need to think. Like I need in my life, I need to pay full attention to what is passing through my heart mind. And like to be, in order to like follow, there's that word again, that passage, I need to record and document. And also it's like exciting for me and like juicy for me to almost like take photographs. Like they're almost like photographs of these moments. Yeah, this like documentation recording. So yeah, this practice of recording, like really trying to listen and really trying to, and this is the same in my dance practice, there's this attempt often to capture like subtleties and express subtleties. And I think that can be real, that's very satisfying. I do think that like when I read writing, when I see performance, often one of the things I'm very attracted to is like the tracing of subtleties, or like a big thing that I'm into right now is gradual change. Both witnessing gradual change, and also that's part of my this work that I have, that I'm currently working on and have been, like a solo work called The Minimum. It has this score that I've said of like letting myself be seen, following / expressing what emerges, but also it's kind of two ways of talking about the same thing, because if you are following what emerges, then you are tracking change. And there's a recognition for me that I am motivated by the validation of my peers. I'm motivated by things that I actually don't want to be acting upon. I don't want to act upon that. I'm motivated by pressures to be interesting, to do this, to do that, to be impressive, to be interesting. There's a chorus that I don't want to listen to. There are these shoulds happening. And I'm interested in prioritizing and privileging the body and heart, what's unfolding there. I don't think that those outside forces are bad, or like that chorus of things is so bad. Like I recognize that they're there, but this principle of gradual change allows me to enjoy the pleasure. It allows me to prioritize my body and what the song of my body and what my body's saying and what my heart is saying. Part of my experience of improvising has been in the path to like make sudden changes based on a self-consciousness or a judgment about what I'm doing. Oh, this is boring. I should do something. Oh, this is this. I should do something. So I need to give myself something to so that I didn't listen to those voices.
In these reflections and motivations, what have you discovered about the heart of who Aisha is?
The heart of who Aisha is. I'll just share what's coming up. The best way for me to be in service as a dancer, as an artist, is to simply share what emerges from me. And often what emerges from me doesn't necessarily fit with historic ideas of who Aisha is. I'm more interested in how Aisha bees, because I guess I think that what is she going to do? What's going to happen when she lets herself? What does freedom look like? What does this kind of freedom that I'm describing, what does trust look like on her? What is the performance on stage, in a book, on the street, at home, of a Aisha who trusts herself and isn't self-conscious? And yeah, is allows herself to be seen doing what she wants to do, or what ends up emerging as desire.
Aisha, congratulations on your new poetry collection, which is out now, the book entitled Total.
It's called Total. I wanted to make a total work, whatever that means. Like in the way that the tarot is a total system, and or like the solar system is total. I had this thing. I wanted to make a total work, and I think I was like also wanting to feel total. A book coming out is a weird thing. And I was saying to a friend of mine that the book feels like an abstraction. Like, yes, I wrote it. I wrote it. I was with that project for 7.5 years, which is a long time. So yeah, it's like an entity. It's there. It's out there. I hope people get something that they need from it. That's what I hope. I hope it's a source of pleasure. And yeah, I'm still kind of like discovering differently this time around because it's my fourth book, but it feels like quite different because my other books only took 3 years. So this one took so much longer, and dance has been such a big part of my life for the past 7 years that, yeah, poetry didn't take up as much space or took up space differently. And so, yeah, I understand now that it's okay that I don't know with having a new book out, that it's like kind of, it's a little bit bewildering seeing this object in people's hands and knowing that people are reading it. Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Buy Total, read Total.
And what else do you have coming up? Give us the 411.
I'll also be doing a Q&A and book signing at Flying Books at Neverland, which is 371 Queen Street West. That's going to be on May 20th, 6:30 to 8. And yeah, I'll be celebrating Total, signing copies and talking a bit about the work and how I made it.
Oh, wonderful. Aisha, you are joy. What a pleasure it has been to sit down and share this time with you. Thank you so much for exploring thought with me. And thank you for joining me on Turnout Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Today, you've been listening to the sounds of Cannonball Adderley with Autumn Leaves and John Coltrane with Blue Train. Thank you. Welcome back to Turnout Radio. That was Aisha Sasha John here in the house with me. So wonderful to sit down with her behind the mic today. For additional information about Aisha's work and further upcoming events, follow her on Instagram at Aisha Sasha John. Folks, if you missed the top of the interview, we invite you to visit turnoutradio.com and CIUT.FM, where this episode will soon be streaming. This season, follow Turnout Radio via our social media platforms to learn where the team and I will be headed next. You can find our social media handles, previous episodes, and resources via our website at turnoutradio.com. And of course, to connect with us directly, we would love to hear from you. We invite you to email us at turnoutradio@ciut.fm. This brings us to a close of today's program. Thank you for joining us this hour. Join us again next week, right here on CIUT 89.5 FM, for more of Turnout Radio. I'm Nicole Inika Hamilton. I hope your week finds you turning out to dance.